Welcome back. It is 7:38. We're now going to talk about a woman who apparently had a real good reason why she needed to stab her roommate. You know, there's jokes going around. People don't like Nickelback. You know, they make jokes. Oh, Nickelback.
They're
boring. Oh, Nickelback.
Boring.
Blah, blah, blah.
Boring.
No, they're not. They're a good group. But in South Carolina, apparently 54-year-old Vernette Bader, along with her 64-year-old boyfriend, broke up earlier this year.
And in relation to Jerry Bader?
You call and ask him. You ask him.
Oh, okay.
this is some way a Nickelback argument?
Well, no, but a music group argument. They broke up, but they still live together as roommates. This past Monday night, that bad idea fell apart.
That is a bad idea.
When apparently Vernette would not stop listening to the Eagles. He was blasting their music and ignored his female former ex-roommate when she kept asking him, just turn it down, turn it down. Finally, she said, will you turn it off?
Obviously, she didn't have a peaceful, easy feeling.
I guess not. She ended up grabbing a 14-inch bread knife from the kitchen and started swinging it at him. He managed to lock himself in the bathroom, but not before he suffered several cuts on his arms and hands while defending himself.
There'll be a heartache tonight.
It's one of these nights.
She went desperado on him.
Very nice. All right. You were getting ready to move. You ever moved and you rented a truck? You go, oh, this is plenty big enough. We're good. You get to the job site. You get to where you're moving and you fill it up too fast. Like, oh, I still got stuff. You got
to
end up.
Well, we don't know how to load a truck professionally like those moving guys do. They can get tons of crap into a really small truck.
Yeah,
when
we moved up here.
That was fascinating. My entire life stuff is in that.
Yes.
How's that happening?
I understand. We had our house and they show up with this shipping crate. And I'm like, it ain't all going to fit in there. Oh, yeah, we got it. It's not all going to fit in there.
Sir, we've done this before. You just go stand over there while we take care of this, okay?
There was a foot and a half of space left. And he said, you got anything else? Like, smart guy?
Yeah.
Like, no, thank you. Well, anyway, Friday, three burglars in Winter Park,
Florida.
That's right. Decided to rob a woman's house while she was not home. They managed to pack $10,000 worth of stuff into a U-Haul that they had rented.
But under their own names?
Oh, I'm sure. But they wanted more. So they left, unloaded the truck, and went back for a second load. But by that time, a neighbor had realized what was going on, called the cops. When they showed up with the empty U-Haul and realized she was home, they took off. The woman followed them in her car, called 911. The cops eventually caught up with them, and they are being charged with grand theft.
A high-speed chase in a U-Haul truck.
Brilliant. Only in... Now, actually, Winter Park... It's kind of an upscale neighborhood.
That's why they were robbing it.
How do you pull this off? The neighbors look outside and see that you... I didn't know the Smiths were moving.
Well,
do you
understand.
Know the Smiths were moving?
No. They stopped. We're putting some stuff up on Craigslist for them, and they just asked us to come by.
Nobody talks to their neighbors anymore. What do you mean? Nobody knows what their neighbors are doing. Nobody knows their neighbors' names.
And last but not least, this is probably very true up here. You don't mess with bingo players. Don't mess with them. Saturday night, a 46-year-old man and his 20-year-old son attempted to rob a church bingo game in New Hampshire. But as soon as the man set his gun down to pick up some cash, one of the volunteers grabbed it and the other volunteers tackled his son. Both were arrested without incident. So there it is. Don't ever mess with the bingo players. All of that, I'm sure, has given you some kind of inspiration. But let's see if we can give you more.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
All right, briefly. AMC has announced they're going to be doing a spinoff of The Walking Dead. It's going to be called The Joan Rivers Show.
She would like that.
Lance Armstrong has turned 42 years old. Now, listen, it's okay if you want to bust on him about his age. Apparently, he doesn't mind being needled. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth have called off their engagement, as we all know. We still don't know why exactly, but a lot of people are pointing the foam finger at Miley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Walmarts across the country are expanding their beer selections by offering a higher quality brands and microbrews, which for Walmart customers just means they now carry Miller High Life. Sorry.
By definition, it'd be a microbrew if Walmart stocks it. Really?
And last but not least, according to a new study, football fans eat significantly more fat. Significantly more fat after getting in a fight with, after their favorite team loses a game. So here's a get-rich-quick idea for you. Open a Taco Bell in Jacksonville.
Yes.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Please use all the information contained therein for good and, you know, not for evil.
Let's face it. Exercise equipment rarely gets used. ThighMaster, really? What were you thinking? Well, now, there's a workout that works your core and butt like nothing else. And all you need is something to back into and no sense of shame. It's Twerkout. Just back that thing up and let the exercise begin.
I have a really bad self-image.
The Twerkout is for you.
I'm desperate for attention.
The Twerkout is perfect for you.
Are you ready for your Twerkout?
Yeah, sure. That's not funny, Steve.
Act now and we'll include a webcam so you can record your twerk out and share it on social media. It'll haunt you and your career for the rest of your life, guaranteed, or your money back. Call 1-800-NO-SHAME. Twerk Out is a division of Cyrus Enterprises.
News, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.